Hello, it is Tuesday, August 9th, 2022, and here are our readings from our daily reading plan, Knowing Him, as we together as a family of families seek to know Him more and more so we can make Him known all the more. We do this together through God's Word. Today, we're going to be reading Psalm 94, 12-23, Joshua 15, 20-63, and Luke 15, 1-10. We're going to start with Psalm 94, 12-23. Blessed is the man whom you discipline, O Lord, and whom you teach out of your law, to give him rest from days of trouble, until a pit is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not forsake his people, he will not abandon his heritage, for justice will return to the righteous, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Who rises up from me against the wicked? Who stands up for me against evildoers? If the Lord had not been my help, my soul would soon have lived in the land of silence. When I thought my foot slips, your steadfast love, O Lord, held me up. When the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul. Can wicked rulers be aligned with you, those who frame injustice by statute? They band together against the life of the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord has become my stronghold and my God, the rock of my refuge. He will bring back to them their iniquity and wipe them out for their wickedness. The Lord our God will wipe them out. Joshua 15:20-63. This is the inheritance of the people of Judah according to their clans, the cities belonging to the tribe of the people of Judah in the extreme south, toward the boundary of Edom, where Kabazel, Eder, Jagur, Kena, Dimona, Adamda, Kadesh, Hazor, Ithnan, Ziph, Telem, Belath, Hazor, Hadath, Kiroth, Hezron, that is Hazor, Amam, Shema, Malada, Hazor, Gada, Heshmash, Beth Pelet, Hazar, Shual, Beersheba, Bizrathiah, Bala, Elam, Ezim, Etolad, Chizil, Homar, Ziklag, Madamaha, San Shana, Labath, Shinchim, Aim, and Rimmon, in all 29 cities with their villages, and in the lowland, Eshtal, Zora, Ashna, Zanan, in Ganim, Tafpu, Inam, Jarmuth, Adullam, Soko, Azekah, Shariam, Adithiam, Girdira, Gedorthiam, 14 cities with their villages, Zenon, Hadeshah, Migdal Gad, Delin, Mizpah, Jekthiel, Lachish, Buzkath, Eglon, Kaban, Lamam, Chitlish, Gederath, Beth Dagon, Nama, and Makadeh, 16 cities with their villages, Libna, Ether, Ashna, Iphtah, Ashna, Nibzib, Kila, Akzib, and Marashan, 9 cities with their villages, Ekron, with its towns and its villages, from Ekron to the sea, all that were by the side of Ashdod, with their villages, Ashdod, its towns and its villages, Gaza, its towns and its villages, to the brook of Egypt and the great sea with its coastland, and in the hill country, Shamir, Jittir, Sukko, Dana, Kirath Shanan, that is Debir, Anab, Eshtimo, Anim, Goshen, Holon, and Gilo, 11 cities with their villages, Arab, Duma, Eshnan, Jamin, Beth Tupah, Apakah, Humta, Kirath Arab, that is Hebron, and Ziron, 9 cities with their villages, Manon, Carmel, Ziph, Juta, Jezreel, Jukdim, Zanan, Kain, Gibeah, and Timnah, 10 cities with their villages, Hahu, Beth Zur, Gidor, Marath, Beth Anath, and Etekon, six cities with their villages. Kiriath Baal, that is Kiriath Jearim, and Rabbah, two cities with their villages. In the wilderness, Beth Araba, Midim, Sinkaka, Nibshan, the city of salt, and Engedi, six cities with their villages. But the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the people of Judah, could not drive out. So the Jebusites dwell with the people of Judah at Jerusalem to this day. Luke 15:1-10. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to him, and the Pharisees and scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen and amen.
Take me down to your healing stream.